And John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying,
Art thou he that should come, or look we for another?
When the men were come unto him, they said,
John Baptist hath sent us unto thee, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another?
And in that same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues, and of evil spirits. And unto many that were blind he gave sight. Then Jesus, answering, said unto them,
Go your way, and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me.
Chapter 8. And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. And certain women, which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils, and Joanna the wife of Cusa, Herod's steward, and Susanna and many others, which ministered unto him of their substance. And when much people were gathered together, and were come to him out of every city, he spake by a parable.
A sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground, and sprang up and bare fruit, an hundredfold.
And when he had said these things, he cried,
He that hath ears to hear, let him hear.
And his disciples asked him, saying,
What might this parable be?
And he said,
Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, covereth it with a vessel, or putteth it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Take heed, therefore, how ye hear, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have.
Then came to him his mother and his brethren, and could not come at him for the press. And it was told him by certain, which said,
Thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to see thee.
And he answered and said unto them,
My mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it.
Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them,
Let us go over unto the other side of the lake.
And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying,
Master! Master, we perish!
Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water. And they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them,
Where is your faith?
And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another,
What manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and water, and they obey him.
Chapter 9. Then he called his 12 disciples together, and gave them power and authority over all devils, and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God, and to heal the sick. And he said unto them,
Take nothing for your journey, neither staves, nor scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have two coats apiece. And whatsoever house ye enter into, there abide and thence depart. And whosoever will not receive you when ye go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them.
And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Now Herod the Tetrarch heard of all that was done by him, and he was perplexed, because that it was said of some that John was risen from the dead, and of some that Elias had appeared, and of others that one of the old prophets was risen again. And Herod said,
John have I beheaded, but who is this of whom I hear such things?
And he desired to see him. And the apostles, when they were returned, told him all that they had done. And he took them and went aside privately into a desert place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. And the people, when they knew it, followed him. And he received them and spake unto them of the kingdom of God and healed them that had need of healing. And when the day began to wear away, then came the 12 and said unto him,
Send the multitude away, that they may go into the towns and country round about, and lodge and get victuals, for we are here in a desert place.
But he said unto them,
Give ye them to eat.
And they said,
We have no more but 5 loaves and 2 fishes, except we should go and buy meat for all this people.
For they were about 5,000 men. And he said to his disciples,
Make them sit down by 50s in a company.
And they did so, and made them all sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them and brake, and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. And they did eat, and were all filled. And there was taken up of fragments that remained to them 12 baskets. And it came to pass, as he was alone praying, his disciples were with him, and he asked them, saying,
Whom say the people that I am?
They answering said,
John the Baptist.
But some say Elias, and others say that one of the old prophets is risen again.
He said unto them,
But whom say ye that I am?
Peter answering said,
The Christ of God.